Clea didn't even look at the drinks menu. "I want vodka, Petal, in a glass. If you even wave a bottle of vermouth near it, so help me, I'll sue you." Oz's lips quirked, but he dutifully wrote it down. "Ginny?"
"Tropical depression, my good man," Ginny said.
The cocktail was bright blue, came with a tiny umbrella that had already collapsed, and contained enough sugar to power a swarm of preschoolers.
"Palate of a toddler," Clea scoffed.
"Wrong," Ginny corrected. "It tastes like vacation and bad decisions. Yum!"
Nisha snorted.
"Give me a frog cutter," she rubbed her temples. "The one with the rosemary smoke bubble on top. Maybe if I pop it, my headache will go with it."
"Coming right up," Oz said.
"Why the headache?"
Clea asked Nisha.
"Trouble with the mayor or the client?"
"Oh, for a simple one or the other situation. Annalise asked me to play therapist and convinced the mirror to be nice."
Nisha let out a hollow laugh.
"It psychoanalyzed her like a cut-rate therapist with a grudge. Every insecurity, every compromise she's made, it laid them all out."
"Ouch,"
Ginny winced.
"Crowns up," I said.
We pushed up our sleeves and stacked our wrists one on top of the other, our tattoos facing the ceiling, and spoke our motto in unison.
Four queens, mad minds, fierce hearts.
"We got this,"
Clea rolled down her sleeve.
"No queen left behind," Nisha said, readjusting her gold bangles.
I nodded.
"Ride or die."
Ginny gave a wicked grin.
"Fuck around and find out."